Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
A reset of the prophetic movement is upon us. The second wave of prophets is rising in this hour. We stand at the edge of a new era in the prophetic. We're gathering the international prophetic community at the Global Prophetic Center, a hub for prophetic training, prophetic labs, summits, networks, and lighthouses. It's time for prophets to go deeper. It's time for seers to soar. It's time for prophetic voices to rise up and decree what says the Spirit of God with accuracy that causes the world to pay attention. The Global Prophetic Center offers proven prophetic systems and structures to equip you to walk worthy of your calling and to prophesy with precision, boldness, diplomacy, and wisdom. Get hands-on training and mentoring in a safe environment that breeds true prophetic community and learning. Receive impartation and activation. Sharpen your gift and avoid prophetic pitfalls. Get commissioned. Get networked. Get sent out with the word of the Lord in your mouth and the confidence to release it. Begin your journey today by applying at globalpropheticcenter.com. Jennifer LeClaire here. You can see in the spirit. I want to invite you to take the Seer Activation Challenge, 30 days to clearer spiritual sight. I'm going to be on board doing Seer Activations with you, guiding you through biblical entryways and much, much more. You can opt to take the Seer Activation Challenge at tinyurl.com/seeractivation. tinyurl.com/seeractivation. You can also opt to get these three books, Seer Dimensions. You can get Power Seers. This just came out. Keys to Upgrading Your Prophetic Vision. And you can get Seer Activations with 101 Seer Activations and a whole lot more teaching. I want to challenge you to see what you've never seen before. God wants you to be able to see in the Spirit. Open your eyes to the Seer Dimensions in Jesus' name.
Hello, women on the rise. It is such a joy to be with you, and thank you for being with us. Patricia King sends her love to you. She's not able to be with us today, but I have a really special guest, and it's a good friend of mine. She's the co-pastor for Shiloh Fellowship with her husband, Francisco, and this is Desi Arboleda. And I'm so glad you're with us today, Desi.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes you know when we've talked in the past, you know, we've talked around the subject of women finding their voice in ministry, and I know that's what we want to talk about today and to share with those who are watching.
Yeah,
and I know that this has been an area where you have really been journeying through.
Yeah.
And you're a woman who has a definite call of God on her life, a beautiful prophetic anointing. And you know what? We talk enough, and I know you well enough that I know that when we talk, all these things just bubble up in you. I mean, you're just so full of life and the word and truth.
Amen.
And so passionate about the truth.
Yeah.
That absolutely there needs to be your voice heard.
Amen.
So share with us a little bit about how this has been a journey for you.
Yeah.
And what that looks like.
Yeah. So, yeah, finding your voice, you know, I mean, we were all given a voice, and so obviously it's meant to be heard, but for me specifically, this has been a journey that I've been on over the last couple years, honestly,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, being in front of people and talking and just being carefree was never really an issue for me personally, but as soon as it was something that had value or something that needed to be heard, mm-hmm. all of a sudden I felt locked in my voice,
mm-hmm.
like I couldn't fully, you know, give it voice and have that freedom. And so I've kind of been on this journey for the last couple of years where the Lord has taken me through and revealed to me, you know, nuggets and the truth of what our voice, but uniquely our voice as women and women even in ministry and what it was created for. And so one of the things he started to share with me is that women were created to release life into the earth, to birth life into the earth. And so, you know, whether or not we ever do it physically, that is one of our prophetic roles, is to release the life of God into the earth through
Absolutely.
Our voice, you
yes.
know? And then he started taking me through the word and bringing examples to me of, you know, women of faith who use the Lord, use their voice. They allow the Lord to use their voice to birth change in their nations and in their homes. Mm. One being Hannah, Samuel's mm-hmm. mother.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Lord used her voice to birth, you know, this amazing prophet in the nation. You know, her intercession, she went before the temple and she was pouring her heart out. And, you know, Eli heard her and he blessed her, you know, kind of didn't really know what was exactly going on, but she took that blessing to heart. Mm-hmm. She took that blessing to heart and she believed, mm-hmm. you know, in the word it says, whatever things we ask for, if we believe we have them when we ask for them, that they come right. forth, you know, there's mm-hmm. a promise with that. So, you know, Hannah wanted a son, God wanted a prophet, and he used her voice to birth that mm-hmm. in the nation of Israel. You know, and Deborah as well, you know, she was a prophet and a judge in her day. Mm-hmm. And the Lord used her voice and her prophetic voice to break open the realm and to bring victory to the people of God. They were under oppression. And, you know, her voice was used to help stir, you know, the captain of
right.
the Lord's army.
Right.
And she was such an amazing woman. And the Lord, you know, totally anointed her voice for that time mm-hmm. to release his victory for his people. And the same thing we see with Esther, you know, mm-hmm. like, wow, what an amazing woman, you know, in her day, like her people were facing certain extermination. Mm-hmm. And she rose in the authority that God gave her, interceded and fasted, released her voice, gathered the people, you know, and the nation was saved,
right.
you know.
Right.
And so, you know, yet again, whatever you ask for, believe that you have it. And I believe that's one of the biggest keys, you know. Yes, we pray Holy Spirit-inspired prayers, and we align with the heart of God, whatever he's speaking in the moment. But then to have the faith that whatever we ask for, you know, that faith will produce the promise that he's given to mm-hmm. us, you know. So those are just some of the things that the Lord has showed me through this season. You know, it's so important for us to partner with him, catch, you know, the initiative of heaven, catch what he's showing us. You know, Jesus said, I only say what I hear the Father say, you know, I only do what I see the Father do. And so as we release, you know, the word of life, which God is life, as we release the Lord, we release life into the situation, you know, we're releasing his word. His word goes forth in us and it does not return void. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
So what are some of the obstacles that you have stared in the eye, looked at, overcome in order to get to the place of, you know what, I'm going to open my mouth and just, I'm going to say yes to God. I'm going to say yes to this call
yeah.
that's on my life. And I am going to be a releaser of
yeah.
those words of life.
Yeah.
So what have been those obstacles and what are some ways to overcome them?
Yeah. So briefly in the beginning, I touched on how, you know, speaking isn't necessarily ever been an issue for me, but when it came to something of value, mm-hmm. Something that was righteous and good to release, all of a sudden mm-hmm. I felt like, oh God, what am I going to do? And I felt mm-hmm. stammering and like, oh mm-hmm. Lord. So, you know, I had to go back to the Lord and I had to, you know, ask him, Lord, you know, for me, it was identifying some things that, you know, took place in my childhood and there was some fears introduced there. Mm-hmm. And so with Holy Spirit overcoming those fears, mm-hmm. you know, and yes, I have given him my yes. on and every front. Sure. And so, you know, this is what relationship looks like with the Lord. You know, he takes us, this is what I call like practical from glory to glory. He, you know, we overcome in one area and then there's another area for us to grow into,
sure.
you know, and,
sure.
and it's this progressive, you know, the kingdom of God is definitely not a passive one. You know, our relationship with him, it takes, you know, participation is necessary. Mm-hmm. There should be like, you know, that little, not warning, but little like, you know, disclaimer at the beginning of it. Participation is necessary if you want to walk in the fullness of what the
sure.
Lord has for you. So,
yeah.
So getting with Holy Spirit, allowing him to show those areas to me specifically mm-hmm. and minister his, you know, healing. But then, you know, to obey the word of the mm-hmm. Lord, you know, it says obedience is better than sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So when, you know, he's given you an assignment, no matter how little, no matter how small or insignificant in your eyes,
yeah.
to walk through that faithfully, you know, as we steward the little, then he is the one who increases it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's definitely walking in obedience before him mm-hmm. and listening to the voice of the Lord. And when he says, you know, this is what I have for you to release, this is what mm-hmm. I have for you to share, then, you know, take those opportunities, you know. Take those opportunities and share what's on his heart. Share that prophetic word that you get for the barista there at Starbucks, you
yeah.
know, like whatever's
yeah.
brewing in your spirit.
That's good.
And, you know, and if you miss it, it's okay. There's grace. He'll give you another opportunity.
That brings up a really good point that I think is an obstacle
yeah.
for women to speak.
Yeah.
And that is, we think, well, what if it's not right?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's not perfect?
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, perfection is a killer. And God's not asking for perfection. He's just asking for you to say yes and let
Amen.
Him move through you. And when you're coming from a place of your heart, not your head,
yeah.
that really allows the Spirit to work through you. I know sometimes, you know, I'll find myself getting in my head a little bit and I'll realize how that things are coming across is not from that place of the flow of what is in my spirit, which comes through my heart,
right?
You know,
right.
or vice versa. But you get what I'm
yeah.
saying with that. But sometimes when we go in our head, we start double thinking about what we're going to say and
mm-hmm.
how is this coming across and what are they going to think and what if and wow, well, you know, and all the things from the past of when I opened my mouth and just
yeah.
got maybe shut down or things were not received well.
Yeah.
And all of that wants to come at mm-hmm. us when we go in our head.
Yeah.
And when we're looking at perfection.
Yeah.
And there's all it is, you know what? You're you. You have a unique voice.
Amen.
You are created in this day for this hour, and your voice needs to be heard. Those things that come from that place of intimacy,
yeah.
that you've been in the secret place with the Lord, and in that place, then there's been deposits that are in your heart and in your spirit that when you're out, allow it to just trust that God's with you. He's not going to let you go and pull from those places that are what I call the bread on your shelf and offer that to whomever may be in front of you. And don't worry about if it's perfect,
yeah.
if it's received well, if it's, you know, if they're, you know, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, you know, like none of that.
Yeah.
It's not about any of that. It's just about caring
mm-hmm.
for the person in front of you.
That's
and
right.
letting that be expressed well. And in doing that, you're expressing and sharing the heart of God
mm-hmm.
with that person in front of you.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a big thing.
No.
You know, and at the same time, I know that there are those who are called to pulpit ministry
yeah.
that we're talking to.
Yeah.
And my mother used to train speakers.
Yeah.
And one young girl would just become ill, so ill when she would get behind the pulpit because she was
Heart.
So nervous,
yeah.
you know? And she's like, what do I do? And I remember my mother saying, take your bucket with you. What my mom was saying is do not allow anything
Come on.
To cause your voice to be silenced,
yeah, it's so good.
To be stilled, that when you have that call of God in your life, when you have those that word
mm-hmm.
that is like fire in your bones,
yeah.
You've got to release the fire that is in your bones.
Amen.
And if you have to take a bucket with you to get behind the pulpit,
Amen.
You know, now she never had to use it, but but she took it with her
right.
because it felt like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes again, we listen to what our body is mm-hmm. saying. We listen to history.
Yeah.
We listen to all the places of fear.
Right.
Instead of just, here I am.
Right.
Lord, send me.
Right.
And God takes care of the rest.
He sure does. He's so faithful, you
yeah.
know. Like, that is so good. You
yeah.
know, the enemy, he wants to pull out inadequacy. He wants
Absolutely.
To, like, you know, send up his
He's got a big
screen.
Magnifying
right.
glass
sure
on
does.
Us, right? Yeah.
He sure does. But
yeah.
it's so important that we look at who God says we are. And
That's
who he
so
is inside
good,
of
Des.
Us, you know?
Yeah.
It's you know, who does God say I am? And what does he call me to in the earth?
That's
who,
so
you know,
good.
What
yeah.
does his voice look like through me? And,
yeah.
you know, it's so important that we get focused on what the Father is saying. You
yes.
know, he has called us the overcomer.
Yes.
We are the head and not the tail.
Yes.
You know, it is important. And it's so interesting, you know, how the enemy tries so hard to silence, because clearly... You know, clearly the Lord has power and anointing and destiny and purpose that he wants to release through the voice of women in the earth,
yes.
you know. So from the beginning of time, it's like the enemy has tried to silence mm-hmm. her voice. But I think it's interesting because the serpent came to Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And if she had no authority, he wouldn't, or influence, he wouldn't have sought her ear,
mm-hmm.
you know. But definitely she walked in authority and influence because it was her ear that he sought.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Adam did as well. But specifically, you know, we're speaking to women, and, you know, women have such a unique gifting in
yes.
their voice because they were created to release and birth life in the earth.
Right.
And there's no part of the enemy that wants any part of that to go down, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something else that I have found that, you know, and let me just kind of be a mama for a second, that sometimes there has been, I know that there's women in churches who have just been chomping at the bit to be, it's not that you haven't found your voice, it's that maybe you haven't been given that platform that you know that you're called to in order to be able to express. And, you know, I believe that we are coming into a new day in that. In fact, I believe that we have already stepped into that new day. But
yeah.
when you do have that place at the platform, ladies, honor the time that you're given. Honor the authority of the house that you're in.
Yeah.
And don't like grab it and then just, you know, I've been in meetings where, you know, a woman has been given an opportunity to maybe pray over the offering. And now, man, this is her opportunity, right? And she's going to take it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there's a 20-minute sermon just to pray over the offering. And so bless her heart. I'm thinking back on a specific situation, but you know, bless her heart, man. She had a voice and,
yeah.
and she had that fire that was pent up in her bones
yeah.
and she was wanting so badly to release it.
Mm.
The problem with that is that when you don't honor the house, it's going to be harder to have that opportunity again.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So you want to, again, honor who's around you, honor your time frames. And God can move within a time frame.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? He honors boundaries. Mm-hmm. He created it. He gets it, right?
Yeah.
So just a little mentoring there of just some things where I've noticed and experienced
yeah.
sometimes with women who, because they are, it's the chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And to find that place where you are coming, I think it's so important from your heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And when you are going into pulpit ministry, prepare your message.
Amen.
You know, and if you need work on how to prepare a message, mm-hmm. there's a great class actually on Patricia King
yes.
Institute called, I forget what it's called, but
Teaching Made.
Yeah, Preaching Made Simple. That's right, by
That's
Patricia King. And it's an excellent course. It tells you, you know, how to create your outline, how to
yeah.
work with an objective, how to have an opening and a close.
Right.
And it's a great, very simple way to
mm-hmm.
be able to pull your message together.
Right. Right.
Now, once you've done the work, as far as your preparation, right, you've got your message, then God breathes on it.
Amen.
And it's, again, it's not about it trying to be a perfect and the, you know, knock it out of the ballpark message. It's just like, Father, this is what I believe you said to say today.
Yeah.
So, you know, breathe on this. And Lord, this is what I have.
Amen.
Let's go do it.
Yeah.
And I love what you said about Deborah and coming along with Barak.
Yeah.
You know, and again, this is our day.
Yeah.
This is what was intended from the beginning, because it was the authority that was given to them.
Yeah.
And I am so eager to see that merging together again of the voices, the man and the woman, and in that yoke together, pulling together.
Yeah.
And, you know, scripture says, don't be unequally yoked, right? Well, when you're with a woman, there's an equal yoking there.
Yeah.
I hope that made sense.
Yeah.
Right. We've taken that to mean some things, and it's not that it doesn't mean other things, but whenever you're, you know, married, right, that wife is pulling that yoke with you, and there's an equal pull that needs to be in that, in the things of the spirit, and then the things of the natural, of coming together and again becoming one as you present the image of God.
Yeah, and that's so important. And like you were saying earlier, how honor essentially opens doors that no man can close.
That's right.
And we need to remember this as women, you know, like, and men, like, we're both called. We're both called to release the voice of the Lord in the earth, you know. It speaks about how there's no male or female,
right? Right.
And we all have a voice. We're all called to release it. And in that, to honor one another.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about usurping or dominating. It's about each and every one of us inhabiting the authority that Jesus Christ has created in each and one of us. So we correctly and righteously represent him and represent him, as like Robert Atkin likes to say, in the earth. You know, we represent the image of God in the earth.
Exactly.
Bringing the kingdom of heaven. That's our mandate, you know, to bring his kingdom here on earth. This is the way we pray. This is the voice that we release in the earth of life, you know, partnering with him and bringing it here. So absolutely.
Yeah. I think one of the other obstacles too that women deal with is that we compare ourselves to others. And always when you compare yourself to someone else, you're going to have a result that is not a good end result. You'll either end up in pride because you think, oh, well, I'm better, or you'll end up depressed because it's like, well, I'm never going to be like that.
Yeah.
But either of those, to compare yourself to someone else does a disservice to you.
Yeah.
Because compared to you, there's no one like you, and you need to be you. So even if you feel like, well, what I have to say, I've heard someone else, you know, talk on that subject. Well, what's your aspect of that subject? What's your facet? What is the facet of God that you are on this earth to be the reflector of?
Come on.
That I am not reflecting. That's your reflection, and we need it. We need your reflection. We need your voice.
Yeah.
We need the women to rise up in who you are before the Lord and enjoy it.
Amen.
Enjoy who you've been created to be. This is a great subject to lead into an invitation for you to be part of the Women in Ministry Network. And we have women who are from all different facets of ministry in the network. We have women who are in pulpit ministry, itinerant ministry, who are championing their families, who are in government, who are, you know, in media, all mountains of influence, that they are recognizing that where they're walking, even if it's going to a cashier at a grocery store, but there is an understanding that that is not just a job, it's my ministry, because it's where God has placed me today, and I'm going in there with an expectation and an assignment to release the kingdom of God with everyone who comes through my cashier line today. So if that's you, if you are one of these women who recognize that you carry kingdom and that you are a releaser of the kingdom wherever you go, and that that is your heart, and you've got the fire that is in your bones, and that you're releasing that fire, we would love to have you and the Women in Ministry Network. If you would like to find out more, you can go to patriciaking.com, and there's a tab at the top that talks about, that says Women Network. And we would love, again, if you have any questions or anything, just contact me and we'll be happy to help you out. Well, I have a decree, and Desi, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And it's such an important topic, and we could talk forever. Well, at least for another hour or two, right? That's a short forever. My decree over you today is: the God Almighty declares the word of the gospel with power, and the warring women of Zion deliver its message. Now, you will embrace the unfading ministry of a permanent impartation of glory. And with this amazing hope living in you, you will step out in freedom and boldness and speak the truth. The glory of the Lord is upon you. And you are rising. And now place your name here. And Deborah arose. Put your name in the place of Deborah and speak that. Speak it into your mirror and say, and Michelle is rising. And don't say Michelle if that's not your name. Hey, thank you so much for being with us. We sure do love you, and we'll see you next time.
You have gifts. God expects you to use them. If you need training to school your gift, log on to schoolofthespirit.tv. You'll find training in spiritual warfare, prophetic ministry, prayer, seer's ministry, writing, and so much more. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv today. You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.